Okay, here we go. Welcome back. Our number two on this last program before 2023. There are still an awful lot of people out there who are utterly confused by this, and more is being introduced into the equation all the time, which makes things even more difficult for people to wrap their mind around. We got to remember that 2021, that winter, 2020-2021, was the winter of the great influenza vanishing act. I think the official number was, they claimed there were three or 4,000 cases rather than tens of millions of cases. We've had up to 53 million cases of influenza, but it was supposedly gone. It went on vacation. Well, no. As all of you know, they simply renamed it COVID, gave people remdesivir, and killed them. A hell of a lot of them. So there you go. Now, what we have going on are about 230, 40 million people supposedly vaxxed or fully vaxxed in this country. Fully vaxxed now would mean, I think, six of these bioweapon injections. How are they going to survive that? I don't understand. But we know one thing for sure, that all the vaxxed essentially have been given AIDS, VADs, if you want. In other words, their immune systems have been stripped of major functionality and virtually destroyed. And so what happens? They're walking petri dishes. What's happening in your community? Lots and lots of sick people. Do they have COVID? Omicron variant? No. They have any one of dozens and dozens and dozens, if not scores, of different viruses and bacteria that are running around being carried by these people who no longer have viable immunocompetence. They don't. They're just walking petri dishes. And these things start growing, and they immediately become sheddable. And so people are dumping things off to their fellow vaxxed Americans and town compatriots, and they're getting sick. But it's not with COVID. So don't, if you get a cough or a sniffle or whatever, slight fever, don't freak out. It's not necessarily COVID. In fact, it probably isn't COVID. Take care of yourselves. You know the drill. Chicken soup, water, just rest. And most of the time, this thing will go. But we have so many people now who have been immunologically destroyed with these shots. That's the big problem. That was the plan. Wipe out the immune competence of the herd, and the herd gets sick with any number of normally easily handleable viral and bacterial elements. Simple. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Jeff. I'm good. How are you?
All right. You still knitting that shawl? That grandma's shawl?
The gold and blue colored shawl. Those are
Ukraine,
very much in vogue here.
The Ukraine shawl.
Now, that's right.
I understand that Erica is the only one in her neighborhood who doesn't have a Ukraine flag flying.
No, I don't.
Jeez.
So I try to keep a low profile.
Well, they've just been annihilated in Bakhmut, and 30-1 death rate over the Russians. The Russians are just they got a brilliant general over there, and he's boxed them in. There's 50,000 more that are now virtually surrounded and are going to have to surrender. And that's not going to sit well with the powers that be. So no matter how much we send over there, it doesn't matter.
If you turn on MSNBC, you're going to hear a completely different story.
No doubt. They'll call it a great victory or something. In the headlines going up momentarily, I have three or four stories with a lot of frontline video of the fighting, and it's not a pretty sight. The drones all over every battlefield, both sides are, at least the Russians are able to virtually monitor every square inch of any contested area, and they know how to zero in their artillery, and that's the end of that group of people. They're just nothing left, little pieces. So it's a real brutal thing. And when you consider the fact that Zelensky is drafting women now up to the age of 50 and 13 to 15-year-old boys and throwing them into the front lines, what kind of human would do that. This is satanically evil. You don't do that. That's just not normal warfare.
Sickening. I agree. And yet he's what? Time Magazine, Man of the Year?
Yeah. This is all a joke now. Nothing means what it used to mean. It's all different. And a lot of people are beginning to see the satanic evil behind all of this. The whole COVID sham, the fraud. Dr. Michael Yeadon said that the people who created this spike protein bioweapon, I'm paraphrasing now, are, and now I'll quote, people who would worship Satan. They are not normal people. Dr. Mike Yeadon. And I would absolutely agree with that. In fact, here's Michael himself saying just that. Take a listen.
The clinical trials were fraudulent. There are court cases ongoing right now. The manufacturing was fraudulent. They didn't do the production R&D required. It would take at least 2 years to do that. That means the regulatory authorizations were fraudulent. So FDA and CDC, the European Medicines Agency, the MHRA in Britain, they've all behaved fraudulently, pretty much by closing their eyes and just rubber stamping it. So they've not been tested. They're not safe. They don't work. It could never have worked in the elderly, and yet they are toxic. And then I talked at length, and I won't bore you with it again, that the very design of them could not have been more dangerous. They picked the only part of this purported pathogen, the spike protein, to express in your bodies. Your bodies are turned into a spike protein factory, and spike proteins are definitely acutely toxic in loads of different ways. Autoimmunity, blood clots, neurological problems, impacts on fertility, and so on. So,
key point there. Excuse the interruption. The spike protein is big trouble in loads of different ways. How many times have we tried to get that point across? This thing can take life out in dozens, if not scores, of different ways. It's not just a one-horse show. This thing is incredibly diverse, and damnly, it is, it's satanically evil. It just is. Have you ever, in your career as a scientist, seen anything that could do this much damage with such diversity as this spike, the synthetic spike protein can? Ever? Anything?
No, never. Never. But they've been working on it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, they've got it. All right, here's Dr. Mike Yeadon to finish up.
I told you that they've created the impression of a scare. They've smashed the economy and civil society using useless measures. They've got you to wait for a rushed so-called vaccine that was not shown to be effective or safe, that never could have worked, even if the original setup about a virus, viral threat was correct. And yet they've jabbed, I don't know, 4 billion, 6 billion poor souls. Something like 1 in 1,000 people have died. We don't know how many more will die. But we're into double figures of millions who've definitely been killed as a consequence of this policy. And that tells you that the people who are doing this are ruthless, I would say diabolical. We're beyond good and wrong and right, okay? We're in the good versus evil. I've not been a religious person, but I'm absolutely clear in my mind. The only people, the kind of planning and thinking it takes to have done what has happened are people who would worship Satan. They're not normal people. I couldn't do one part of this and continue to be alive after I've done it.
And just to recap, if you don't remember, Dr. Michael Yeadon was the number one scientific researcher for Pfizer.
Yeah, he was a VP in, I think, was it vaccine development?
I believe that was
very high
up.
I mean, VP is high up on the chain.
So he knows. He's a man of conscience, and he is speaking truth. You can see that video at the top of the homepage. By all means, take a look at it. It's very important. So for those of you who are considering getting another booster, please consider it further before you do. You've given your body enough grief already. This is not a joke. And denial is not going to save the day. So those of you who are living in strict denial, and the data is out there. It's there. It's all over the internet now. And it's being talked about by, well, I'd call quasi-mainstream media. It's right there. And
it is, yeah.
It's just a matter of time. See, they've accomplished what they wanted to do. That's why they're letting the truth out now. Truth that we've been trying to communicate to you for at least a year and a half. We're coming up on 2 years. That this is a biological weapon. It's not a vaccine. It could never work as a vaccine under any circumstance. It's a Department of Defense weapon. Okay? It's not a health measure. The DOD doesn't care about your health at all. So,
no.
We're
no,
under attack.
And I have to laugh. I was reading some, I don't know, scientific publication yesterday, and the guy ended up writing, you know, one really compelling article, research article, and it actually had to do with the brainstem involvement in both the virus and now the spike protein. And then I read something else that he wrote, and it pertained to the usefulness of these vaccines. Said, oh, okay, maybe some people it's not appropriate for, but, you know, for certain people, yeah, we can't write them off. They have some benefit. And I just...
Wow. Wow. Who said this?
It was one of the researchers who had published on the virus early on and the involvement of the virus with the brainstem, having an affinity for the brainstem.
Well, we covered that on our Wednesday program.
Yeah, and that's what I started to read up on this, and I thought, wow, this guy really knows his stuff. And then I read this. You know, he's making a case for keeping this going.
That's not.
It's absurd.
No.
This doesn't benefit anybody.
No.
The only thing they're good for is killing people.
And they're doing a damn good job of it. I think 10 to 20 million in this country alone. Some people are suggesting now 10 million worldwide. No. I think it's much more than that.
Oh, much more. Much more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so easy for them to hide these deaths as something other than COVID, vaxxed, caused. There are so many different things now. We're never going to get accountability for
Well, this whole phenomenon of people now having, you know, just strange health issues out of nowhere and not correlating them with the injections they took several months ago. That's real. That's across the board consistent. Most of them will not even think of it.
I've never seen group denial, anything like this in my life, or even read about it. It's just astonishing.
Well, and the comeback is that, well, I've had vaccines before, and I've never had any issues.
That's no comeback. No. That's stupidity. That's sheer,
well, they don't
dumb
know that
stupidity.
This is not a traditional vaccine. I mean, not right. That a traditional vaccine couldn't go off the rails in someone. I mean, that's
well, it's happened
plenty of times.
Yeah. So I guess all we can do is wish everyone the best of luck, and hopefully they've been able to use the information that we've offered and put up there to the best of our ability to make a decision that is best for them and their loved ones. And I know this audience is pretty well secured. They know. You get the shot, and, well, we had that story about that 17-year-old girl. One shot over a year
one
ago.
One shot.
And just died suddenly. So.
Yeah. There's been several like that.
Back to Wednesday's program just for a moment. The brain stem issue is crucial. Think of a nexus, of a control nexus, for all the nerves to all the organs in your body, which runs through the brainstem down the spine. And wherever there's blood, there are synthetic, deadly S-proteins, spike proteins. And they go in to every area where there's blood circulation, and most especially in the capillaries, and they begin to cause microclotting. And when they shut down a capillary, X number of normal brain cells, for example, brain stem cells in specific, are going to die. And if you get into a wrong or very inappropriate area, they're going to die, and the heart will stop getting its signal to beat, and you will die suddenly, and you will hit the ground. That's what's happening, and it's not being talked about. And that's just one of scores of different ways that this protein is anti-life.
Yep. And I think, too, adding to the picture, you know, the spike could be doing that directly or just the clotting issue. I mean, that blood is so thick and so unhealthy, you could be clotting anywhere, including the brainstem, and you can be having these transient ischemic attacks in the brainstem, which I'm not so sure that isn't happening. You know, all these different cases of POTS now that so many of the
I'd explain POTS, please, POTS. Just explain that.
Postural
again.
Orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, mm-hmm. and it's a form of dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system, and it comes with a constellation of symptoms like. If you get up, you get dizzy, and your heart races to try to catch up to what you're doing. All kinds of things, racing heart, breathlessness, brain fog. The tachycardia is a feature of the POTS, the racing heart rate. Balance issues.
So many things.
Insomnia.
It's a buffet.
I mean, everything that your
tragedy.
Autonomic nervous system has control over could be dysregulated when you have this condition.
Right. And there's no treatment for it, okay? I hate to add this in there, but shedding is becoming more and more of a player all the time. And I think it's stemming directly, no pun intended, from the bivalent booster, which we don't know what the Omicron half does, except we know it's got its own spike. What has that spike been created to do? We don't know.
So
this booster is seemingly, we can guess all day, this booster is seemingly much more powerful. That's been admitted. I think didn't they say it was double the concentration allegedly to make it more effective?
Yeah,
or something
they did
like
say
that.
They were going to amp it up.
Yeah.
Amp up the potency, either, I don't know, make it last longer, make it churn out more spike, who knows?
And not only spike is being transmitted, vaxxed to unvaxxed, but the mRNA is being transmitted, vaxxed to unvaxxed as well. And one can only imagine what the vaxxed are passing along back and forth to each other. It's crazy. We're seeing unvaxxed people now who simply have been hanging around the vaxxed, ending up with clots and strokes and all manner of things. This monstrous weapon, the spike protein, the synthetic killer, loves the neurology of the body. It has an affinity for neurology. It gets in the nerves, and it starts to kill off areas of your entire neurological control grid.
Yeah. And I think that people keep insisting that they feel radiation coming off the vaxxed. I would argue that no. I mean, you can't feel radiation. That's why we have Geiger counters, so you can measure them. But what they are feeling is the neurotoxic effects of this protein. And if you remember Lyme disease patients, there was a form of neurological Lyme disease, and people would complain of a buzzing feeling.
Yeah.
And that's the neurotoxins that are produced by this organism, that spirochete.
How about the smell issue? Are you seeing much?
Oh,
that's
ongoing.
Have you been checking those?
It's okay, ongoing.
I smelled it again the other day. It smelled like cologne, like man's cologne. This was a male, and walked past, and it smelled like cologne.
Yeah, that's one of the smells, but often mixed with that now, as time goes on, and these people are getting sicker and sicker, is putrescence. They are, because of the microclotting, developing areas
cells.
Of necrosis
they're dead
through
cells,
their body.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have some smell of rot, like a, you know, a tooth that's rotten. You know, when you pull that out, what does that smell like? Not very nice. And then also their livers are compromised, so they're probably going to smell to some extent like ammonia or acetone or ketone sometimes, kind of a fruity smell. But it's being talked about quite a bit, quite a bit.
First thing you want to remember is if you see government statistics, dismiss them as lies. They're going to be a lie to one degree or another. You can't predicate your position on this horror that's been unleashed on humankind by trusting the government. The government's involved with it, up to its eyeballs and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So don't quote the government, please. And we're not saying we have the whole truth here. We have as much of it as we can possibly research and put together, thanks to Erica. She's on this all the time. And we put it out to the best of our ability, but it's really up to you. And the saddest thing is, those of you who have just gone through holiday dinners together with, you know, mixed, vaxxed groups, I've had two people tell me that they had dinner and they've got migraine headaches and they don't feel well and they've got that COVID cough. You can't mistake the sound of a COVID cough. It's a spike protein cough. It's generated by the spike, we think, in the lungs. And I've heard it over and over again. It's a certain kind of cough.
I heard it today, too. Yeah.
It's got a signature sound to it. And I suspect that we're getting spike activity in the lungs that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not vaxxed, you've got a chance of beating it. But it takes time.
Yeah, definitely.
It takes time.
But, you know, if you get enough of the spike, and now, because the virus still is here, it's endemic. It's never going away at this point. We have too many reservoirs for it now. But it's hard to know. Do you just have spike poisoning, or do you actually have the virus? Hard to know. I would say that if you just feel miserable, you're probably just spiked. But if you end up developing a fever, well, that would be some indication your body's trying to fight off something that's trying to propagate,
possibly
i.e. the virus.
Maybe COVID. But remember, with so many people injected now for over a year, we're heading into our second full year now. We're starting our third, is it?
Yeah, third.
So you got a lot of people who are carrying around a lot of different organisms they otherwise would quickly do away with their immune system, but they're no longer competent, and so they can't. And they're culturing these things, they're growing them, they're spreading them, and others who have compromised immune systems are easily picking them up. So it's a real rat's nest out there to try to figure out what you have or you don't have. And I heard one conversation today. A couple of older women, and they were saying that, well, my daughter's getting ready to deliver, and she's coughing, and we're worried, and we were going to get her tested. And they called the doctor, and they said, don't bother coming in here. We have hundreds of viruses loose in the general population now. Different ones. Lots of things that ordinarily would never proliferate in the body. Because these people who have been vaxxed, their immune systems have been all but shut down. It's sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Okay, let's move on. We've got a lot to cover here. They're under our names and guests. We've got this spike protein binds to and modulates estrogen receptors. That's a new study. And we've got another one as well about female reproductive organs, which there's no question that human reproduction was a primary target of this synthetic operation to annihilate a good portion of the Homo sapiens on this planet. Reproduction has been a prime target. The blood has been a prime target. All all tissues in the body have been targeted because of the S protein's ability to cause instant microclotting. All right, this is a beast from hell that has been created and turned loose on this planet. All right, we want to talk about this once.
Well, yeah,
this
study, which was just published in November of this year, confirms through computer modeling that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein binds to and modulates estrogen receptors. This is groundbreaking insofar as these menstrual issues or pregnancy issues are concerned, because, you know, we thought it was all just the ACE2 receptors or maybe a couple other co-receptors that this thing could bind to and affect. But no, now they've confirmed that it can bind to estrogen receptors, and that has profound implications for the hormone levels in women and the way they're regulated. So if you combine this, they didn't really go into, at least in this article here, they didn't go into what effect it's having on the endometrium, the lining of the uterus, that's critical for women to maintain a viable pregnancy, but also to keep it from becoming overgrown, over-thickened, and hence the pathway to cancer. They only said that, what was it? I think they were talking about its effects on the lung, of all things. Oh, forget about the female reproductive tract. But anyway, if you combine the fact that this spike can now bind to and modulate, meaning change, influence, interfere with the estrogen receptor, along with that previous study from August of last year that found that there were 27 cross-reactive peptides in the spike protein having to do with women's reproductive systems.
In each one, 27.
Yeah, 27 that could potentially interfere with the regulation of a woman's reproductive system. And one of those is the progesterone receptor. Another one was kisspeptin. And as you know, progesterone is what's needed to keep, number one, a viable pregnancy. You need progesterone. But secondarily, you need progesterone to oppose estrogen. And when you don't have enough progesterone, then the estrogen dominates and you will get endometrial hyperplasia, for one thing. And you're well on your way to cancer because estrogen is a cancer promoter. It's not an initiator, doesn't cause cancer, but it is a promoter. And then the kisspeptin, which is a hormone that's produced in the hypothalamus and signals the initiation for puberty, which might explain why we have young girls under the age of 10 going into puberty after they've had their COVID shots. Or babies, female babies, having menstrual cycles.
Wow, that's so beyond belief.
We're starting to get a picture here. Now, if you add in the microclotting that the spike is causing, which is restricting blood flow to the uterus intermittently, then you could have some horrendous cramps from that lack of blood flow, lack of oxygen to that organ. So I think we're kind of getting a picture of what could be happening with these menstrual issues. The spike is a very, very serious endocrine disruptor, particularly for women.
How much, by way of people being sick now, of that can be ascribed to the actual coronavirus, in whatever form it's still running loose, the Omicron variant?
We had COVID before the vaccine. A full year, people were coming down with it. We'd never saw anything like this. I mean, the most you would see is women missing a cycle or two, but there was never this type of hemorrhaging that females are experiencing.
No.
Okay. Nothing close. I mean, we've never had anything like this.
No. Well, it's,
and these
it's,
residual casts that had become a thing after the vax was rolled out, those were also quite rare for the previous 40 years that they'd been keeping records. It was rare for a gynecologist or obstetrician to even come across this, you know, incidentally.
All right. Just take care of yourselves. Try to eat better food. Social distancing, there's nothing wrong with that. Wearing a mask, there's nothing wrong with that. Even if it's only worth 10%, take it.
Yeah,
Going to a crowded environment, you need every advantage bent your way.
Mitigation is the best strategy if you can do it. Mitigate the exposure to the best of your ability. And, you know, there's people now that are forced to. They cannot be around the vaxxed at all, ever. Or they're, you know, in bed for days.
And these are people who are not vaxxed. Keep that in mind. They're just not. And they get that COVID. I call it a spike cough, whatever. They've gotten spiked. They've been around people who are just exuding these spike proteins and maybe other things like mRNA nonstop every time they exhale. Or if you're in a market or a store and you hear somebody cough and you happen to see it, it's amazing how few of them cover their mouths. They cough. And spew this stuff. And you got to turn and you got to get the hell out of that aisle real quick. Go elsewhere. Even if you have a mask. But don't forget about the little purifier. We'll call it a purifier. It's a positive and negative ion emitter. And it goes around your neck. It's very small, very convenient. And it's on the homepage right above headline news. And it's $120, something like that, $129. Please consider getting one of those. They're cheap. It's cheap insurance. And we've had a lot of people say they're very happy with the performance. People who work and have to work close to and next to vaxxed people are seemingly staying okay. They're not becoming sick. And we think this is a serious part of it. So, all right. Let's go look at the human side as we end 2022. And move off into God only knows what. Where do you want to go first?
Oh, you pick. I guess since we're on the topic, let's just cover this discussion about the menstrual issues, because it's still very much a thing.
Sure. Okay, I see you picked a lot of changes in the vax. Is that psychological changes?
Among others, yep.
Good. Okay, this is
another
very important issue. Yeah. All right, menstrual issues, yes? 1
sure.
through 9? Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's see here. What have we got? Number. Go ahead, you start. Ladies
all
first.
All right, someone asks, ladies, anyone have abnormal menstruation from jab transference, i.e. shedding? First one says, yes, got my monthly a week early after a particularly bad reaction I had to a vaxxed person, and then a month or so later, very heavy flow and stomach cramps within an hour of being at the local chemist getting something for someone else. I was on my monthly at the time. I react very badly at the chemist, I think, as it's a vaccination site, and a lot of people who go there are jabbed too. Next one says, yes, I have since February 2021.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going on with the same thread. I'm not sure. But yes, I'm 52 and didn't have a period for almost a year. Now I have very heavy periods with clots lasting over 2 weeks. And an add to that, yes, I'm 52, da-da-da. What? Why? Did you have a second dose? A shot. And
now,
then
this
someone
is a shedding
else
group,
asked,
so no, there's people no, they're not vaxxed in this group.
Right. I don't know why they're asking that. Did you have a second dose?
Well, uninformed, that's all. Just uninformed.
Yeah. Did you get the vax shot? Someone else says. My mom, another person says, my mom, 76, got a period with clots 4 hours after the first vax. And now she's regular as in 2 or 3 days a month. 76-year-old. I worked in a nursing home when they gave all the residents the shots. I took care of 24 patients. 6 of them started having periods. It was pitiful. None of the upper management questioned the shots. They just called the doc and asked for hormones.
Incredible.
Truly. And then someone comes back to that earlier one about the 76-year-old and says, she is 76 and got a period? Another person says, bleeding after menopause should be taken very seriously. And an add to that, when these shots first came out, I had been around a few pin cushions, and I had a 40-day period. In other words, she was around people who had been vaxxed, and she got a 40-day-long run for her money, so to speak. That's a long haul. Just
yeah.
Breathing and being exposed to the spike protein and perhaps the mRNA and perhaps things we haven't figured out yet. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, continuing. Bleeding after menopause should be taken very seriously. Someone says, so true. When I hugged my vax son, it caused me cramping and I got a period. It has happened several times. I had several medical tests. Doctors said no problems. I am healthy. Typically, if a postmenopausal woman starts getting periods, they suspect ovarian or cervical cancer. I no longer touch anyone who is vaxxed. Next one says, yep, I have been in menopause for the last 8 years. I was around my friend who was vaxxed, and 3 days later, I started. Now I have had 4 in the last year.
Wow. Just touch, remember. Don't shake hands anymore. Just bow politely and say, nice to meet you, or thank you very much. I don't shake hands. And people, they either accept it or they don't. Doesn't matter. You're protecting yourself. So it's physical touch, and that means fomites. Fomites are inanimate objects that can carry spike proteins on them, or viral or bacterial elements on them, like doorknobs, shopping carts, you name it. You've got to think. You have to always be on your toes. Not paranoid, just on your toes, okay? Protect yourself. All right, the next one says, yep, I've been in menopause for the past 8 years. Was around my friend who was vaxxed, and 3 days later, I started. Now I have had 4 in the last year. I hugged my J&J freshly vaxxed housemate, which is how I found out shedding is real. My period started about an hour later. What? An hour later?
Imagine
after
that.
Hugging a vaxxed housemate. This spike penetration into the body is astonishing, and what it does. And you don't think, oh, I might get 1 or 2 spike proteins. You don't know. You're breathing the same air, so you have to understand it's twofold. It's a two-pronged attack on you. Aerosolized particulate, spike, and touch, skin-to-skin, spike. All right, let me read this again. I hugged my J&J freshly vaxxed housemate. She got the Johnson & Johnson version, which is how I found out shedding is real. My period started about an hour later, 1 week early, and I proceeded to pass, it's a little gross, a large mason jar's worth of clots. I thought my uterus was falling out. The pain was excruciating, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs for hours, and I even passed out briefly. I wanted to die. It was that horrific. My partner and I stopped touching the vaxxed after that, blocked off the air vents to our room. 5 housemates in our home living area were jabbed. And I've been on serapeptase and nattokinase since to control the menstrual clots from being around the vaxxed. They later found out that J&J causes 3.5 times more clotting than the other manufacturers of the Department of Defense, I'm adding this, biological weapon that they were given money to produce. So, wow, that is a stunner.
Yeah, that's really dramatic. You almost wonder, though, was that just the tipping point? Had she been being exposed unknowingly, and then she just reached the point where it put her over the edge? I mean, that's
threshold.
Fast.
Threshold.
Could be.
That's astonishing.
So you don't know what's happening. That's just it. You don't know what's happening until you have the reaction.
These people are not playing games. They are suffering. This woman was literally yelling, screaming for hours at the top of her lungs. The pain was that bad?
Yeah.
One hug. And maybe it did push her over the top. Maybe there is a threshold, as we've been suggesting for a long, long time. Maybe that did do it. But she's being obviously impacted by spike from exhalations. They hang in the air. These are tiny little aerosolized micro droplets with spike protein in them. Or she touched the person. Or both. So in any case, that's a real horror story.
Mm.
All right. Go ahead next.
Okay. Oh, my God. An hour? That's some fast shedding work. What did you do with the jar of clots? No answer. Someone's asking again about the 76-year-old. 76 and she's got her period back? How crazy is that? Someone says, that is her body detoxing through a method available to women. Make sure she is getting enough iron. Iron blood test is easy to get and nutritional support. In a sense, it is a good thing. Her body is responding to the toxin appropriately and trying to clear it. I hope she has enough sense not to get any more boosters.
Somebody asked, what did you do with the jar of clots? That's a little on the weird side. All right.
Well, I just want to say, this spike is an endocrine disruptor. So it's messing with levels of, at the very least, estrogen and progesterone. And obviously there's something to do with the blood supply going to the uterus probably being impeded with these microclots. And in terms of getting rid of toxins, this is an endocrine balance issue. I mean, I guess you could say you're being poisoned by your own hormones. Because they're not being regulated.
All right. Onward. Go ahead.
Okay. I am unjabbed. My elderly mother who lives with us is jabbed 3 times. I'm 51 and no periods in over 4 years until yesterday.
Next.
Oh, my God, have not had a period in 2 years and have been going to the hospital every day visiting my vaxxed, dying mother, and today I started bleeding. I have been doing my shedding detox protocol and have not got other shedding symptoms. This is crazy.
It's insane.
It is.
See, and you will not hear anything about this on the so-called mainstream media. So the public out there is being criminally misinformed. It's called the lie of omission. They're not being told the truth. They're being lied to by withholding all of this type of thing. It's the new normal, right? The new normal.
I can tell you in the endometrial cancer support group that I'm in, there's just so many young women being diagnosed with endometrial cancer and having hysterectomies right now, and none of them are really correlating it with these injections. I mean, there was some discussion a couple months ago, and somebody asked how many of you had the shot, and did these problems show up after the shot, and it was a resounding yes for the most part. 50-something answers, and probably 50 of them were yes. But
I'm wondering,
it's actually tragic to see, 20-something-year-olds having hysterectomies.
They're being taken out of the breeding pool. They're gone. This is a war on reproduction. Don't forget that. That's what these were designed to do, among many other things.
Right.
I'm wondering if any of these clots that are coming out of so many women now are involved with the S protein and some kind of a clotting mechanism that's going on, or are they just normal blood clots?
Oh, I would say no, that there is something that's causing that coagulation.
Has to be.
And yeah. I mean, that's a highly vascularized organ, and when you impede the blood flow, it just doesn't work properly.
No,
so it
reminds
gets starved
me
of oxygen, and then it gets reperfused, and
right.
I mean, you're seeing that also with the pregnancies. The mm-hmm. placentas are pretty messed up, the ones that they've looked at. And actually, that Dr. James Thorpe said he could tell which vaccines these women had just looking at the placenta, because they had distinctive characteristics depending on which vax they got. But one of the things that's happening is the babies that are being born are often underweight, and because of this, what they call IUG, intrauterine growth restriction.
Remember what Nurse Ann said.
Blood supply.
Yes, about the blood, though, being withdrawn and then turning into clot-like material before
right.
they could even get it down to the lab. It sounds like the same, maybe the same kind of mechanism.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same principles
crazy.
At work.
All right, we got time for a couple more. Don't mean to jump in your conversation. I'm new to this channel, and your story jumped right out at me, and it looks so familiar, and I relate. My wife is a waitress. When she had to work 3 or more days in a row, her menstrual cycle would go crazy with severe back pain. When she had 3 or more days off in a row, she would almost stop bleeding. We were thinking that she was going into menopause because it's just about that right time with her age. After 5 months of this nonstop menstrual activity, I convinced her to go to the hospital and see a doctor. She was diagnosed with cervical cancer. We are going into her 4th week of chemo and radiation. I take her to every appointment. After about 2 weeks into this, being all around all of the vaccinated population, I started getting thin mucus nose bleeding. I've been keeping a mild headache also, which wakes me up at times. I'm trying to make sense of this. I found this channel by asking about shedding on another channel. So far, my study has been overwhelming and has led to more confusion. Neither myself nor my wife took the vax. We are pure blood, suffering from the vaccinated population side effects, shedding. Thank you for sharing your story and taking the time to read ours. Prayers for Godspeed of answers and recovery to all. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the last comment here was my reply to some of this, which we already went over that earlier, so we could move on if you want.
I think your reply is excellent. Why don't you read it?
Okay. The spike protein being shed from the vaxxed is a serious endocrine disruptor, especially for females. A new paper published last month shows that it binds to and modulates estrogen receptors. An earlier paper from 2021 shows that it can cross-react with 27 proteins involved in female reproduction, one of which is progesterone, another being kisspeptin, which is the hormonal signal from the hypothalamus that initiates puberty. The microclotting caused by the spike protein also impairs the blood supply to the uterus and can cause very painful cramping. Take this abnormal bleeding seriously, as left unchecked, it can progress to cancer. I am in an endometrial cancer support group, and the number of mostly vaxxed young women being diagnosed in the last year is absolutely horrifying. Unfortunately, most are not connecting the dots to the vaccines they took over the past 2 years or the shedding they are being constantly exposed to. Mitigate your exposure to the vaxxed, get a good air purifier for your home, and do the detox protocols.
Unreal. A superb response. Here's another one. Now, this could be for men. We heard earlier the husband was complaining about a nosebleed, a mucusy-like nosebleed. And this starts out, anyone else experiencing tiny specks of blood when they blow their nose after being around the vaxxed? It's happened 6 times after I've been around my vaccinated family. Just curious if this is a common occurrence or not. And the first reply is, I ended up bleeding out of my nose myself once when blowing it. Another, my one and only nosebleed, only a small one, in my entire life was after being in close contact with a vaxxed person. Another, I get nosebleeds from perfumes, people. In other words, vaccinated people. Same here, says someone else. So nosebleeds apparently are somehow mimicking a little bit these terrible menstrual catastrophes that are happening. And I do, as you said, I feel just grief for these young women who are being butchered.
Yeah.
By this.
Yeah,
this stuff. Butchered.
And sometimes, the cancer ends up coming back. You know, it goes to another organ, nearby organ. So the surgery, you know, anybody that's looked at the whole cancer industry knows that you can't just cut the cancer out and think that, you know, you've solved the problem. Cancer's really, at the heart of it, a metabolic issue. So if you're just cutting out a tumor,
no.
What's going to change? Not much. I mean, the physiology that caused it is still there.
Exactly. All right, let's do these two short therapist things. They're
okay.
They're interesting. Go ahead. You go ahead and do them. This is important. It's right above the group.
Oh, massage therapist. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, those two.
Can massage therapists wear gloves while working? Reason I ask is because I've read several accounts of people getting sick by merely shaking hands with vaxxed, so I shudder to think about how much poison is absorbed through the skin by massage therapists.
Yep. Think about it. All right, go ahead.
Answer. I made my peace with God at the beginning of our reopening, as I feel it is my job to be a healer and not succumb to fear. I try my best to detox and stay strong so I can continue to be a healer for those that need my service. I have faith, but I do my research and stand strong in protecting myself as best I can. Fear is our worst enemy. Now, actually continues with some opposing opinions.
I would hope so. Do you have them?
Yes. It's actually lengthy. We probably ought to leave it for next time.
All right. We'll plug that in next visit. Faith is a wonderful thing, but when it goes up against the physics of modern medical science, it can be a real false hope. So.
Yeah.
But it is important to have faith, there's no question. So massage therapists, if any of you get massages, oh my. If you're unvaxxed and you get massaged, oh my. Are you taking
it? It goes both ways. I've read reports of massage therapists being really, really ill after working on vaxxed people and vice versa. Unvaxxed
Absolutely.
Getting sick from a vaxxed massage therapist.
Yep. Okay, we're out of time for this visit. Thanks for being here, all of you. We really care about you. Happy New Year, if that's an appropriate greeting anymore. Best wishes for a safe New Year might be a little bit more appropriate. And again, thanks for all the kind words that we get. We appreciate them.
Indeed. Okay, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks, Jeff. Good night.
Okay, talk soon. We'll be back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.